Up by saying I'm very thankful to Brother Kevin for allowing me to take his spot. I maybe was a little bit selfish, but I just like to preach in front of people so much that I had to see if it was available, and I appreciate him letting me take his place. Tonight I want to talk about an unchangeable God in a changing world. Because I think as we look around us, we can see that the world that we're living in is changing. It's always changing. It's constantly changing. We look at technology, leaders, standards of people's, well, what they will do, what they won't do. We look at the things that have once been considered wrong and bad by the majority are now widely accepted. Different things like that have slowly just creeped in to the society that we live in, and now are okay. The technology that we have is so advanced now that we can do things with the click of a finger that people 100 years ago couldn't even dream about doing. Is this wrong? Is this bad? Is this a good thing? Technology has made my life a lot easier than it's made people's lives in the past. With the Bible software that I have on my laptop, I can do research so much faster than my grandfather can in books. I don't have to turn to a page, I can click a button, and there it is. But on the same token, I can also get on the internet, and I can look at stuff, I can read stuff, I can be a part of things that are not good. So is it a good thing that this technology is widely available? Is it a good thing that our leaders have changed? 100 years ago, I believe our president was Theodore Roosevelt. I'm not positive on that, but we look at now, president is Barack Obama. Is that a good change? Bad change. Barack Obama's slogan was change. That was his slogan. That was the thing that was on his bumper stickers. That was his thing. Change. Is that something that should be the part of a Christian's life? Is that something that is a good thing? I want to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 19. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 19 tells us something very interesting about the difference between God and man and their wisdom. It says, "For the wisdom of this world is folly with God. For it is written, He catches the wise in their craftiness." The wisdom of this world is folly with God. And why is that? Why is the wisdom of this world folly with God? I think it's incredible to see that no matter how advanced we get, no matter how far into science we learn, no matter what we know, God always knows it all. And we can't even scratch the surface. We think about the advances in technology, and especially in the medical field. If we look at that, we look at the medical field and how far that has advanced and how far that has changed. And yet, as much as we've gained to learn, God has known everything that we've learned so far, and more than that. More importantly than that aspect of it, the wisdom of this world really means nothing when you look at the overall picture. The plan of salvation, the plan that God set in motion when he created this earth, even before then, he had it in his head. He knew what he was going to do. That is the wisdom of God. Plan of salvation for mankind, to remove sins, to send his son to die for our place, in our place because of our sins. That is the wisdom of God. And then the wisdom of man is a physical wisdom. The wisdom that man has come up with, the things that we have learned, don't help our spiritual souls a whole lot. You know, the technology may be able to aid me in learning more about the Bible. I may be able to use that Bible software. But the wisdom of man is always folly with God, unless it is the wisdom of the Word of God. In Matthew chapter 18 and verse 7, I think a key verse when we look at this topic. Matthew 18, the 7th verse, says, "Woe to the world for temptations to sin. For it is necessary that temptations come, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes." I would, within the blink of an eye, trade every bit of technology that I have if along with that went all of the bad things that come with technology. all the bad and evil things that are on the internet, I would give up all the things that I'm using it for good. I would trade it all if all the bad things would go away with it. Temptations are going to come in this life, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. If you're putting temptation out there, then that's a woe on you. Now, I don't think any of us are putting temptations out there, but the technology, what is it doing? It's making sin so much more readily available, so much easier to access, so much more popular. The music, the websites, the movies, Netflix. You can have movies sent right to your house. You can even stream them online now. You can watch a terrible movie within a few clicks of your finger, a few buttons pressed. What about our God? Look in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 6. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6. Malachi chapter 3. Therefore you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. God does not change. His purpose does not change. His character does not change. God is love. He is forever love. He will always be love. He has always been love. God is truth. He has always been truth. He always will be truth. God does not change, unlike the world that we live in. That is why I find it incredible that someone can go through life without God, without something to hold on to that is not going to change. Because you can't hold on to physical things. They will change. They will decay. They will rot. They will fade away. They will be gone. Even people, they will change. They will fall. They will tear you apart. They will hurt you. They will leave you. But God will not. God will never change. He will never leave. And that is something that we can hold on to. That is a very comforting fact to me personally. Look in Numbers chapter 23. Numbers, the 23rd chapter, in verse 19. It says, God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said it and will not do it? Or has he spoken and will not fulfill it? We see the characteristic of God. God is not man that he should lie. He will not change his mind. Man, on the other hand, is constantly changing. Constantly changing the things that we have, wanting to get bigger and better. Sometimes I think putting the focus on the wrong part of our lives. Jesus has a lot to say about that. Do not place your do not put stock in these physical things. Lay up treasures in heaven, he says. Because that is not going anywhere. That is never going to change. It will not rust. Thieves will not steal that. Look in Psalms chapter 102. 102nd Psalm, beginning with verse 25. It says, of old you laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like a robe, and they will pass away. But you are the same, and your years have no end. God is never going to change, and that is something that we need to, as Christians, hold on to. It is something we need to know and understand, that while the world around us is changing, God is there forever. Finally, what about us? As Christians, not as humans, because we're told to be set apart from the world. As Christians, should we change with the times? Anybody who knows me knows that I like technology. I like to advance with things. I like to have updated stuff. I like to have things that can work at the maximum capacity. And I don't believe that that in and of itself is wrong. But I think it can become a problem. Look in Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. It says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. We need to not be conformed to this world. You know, when I say I like to advance, I like to have the new things that come out, that's not the most important thing in my life. I can go without that advance. I can go without that update. I can do without certain things. We never need to be able to do without this. The Word of God, God's forgiveness, His love, the commands that He's given us, they are the most important thing. They should always be placed above everything in our lives. You know, when we look at the world, we see that, you know, modesty is something that has drastically changed over time. If you showed your knees 100 years ago, you would be shunned. Now, it's not looked bad upon by the world. But is it looked bad upon by God? And that's just one example. And we need to always look to God for the standard, not the world. Why, the world may say, you know, that's okay, that's all right. Does God say that's okay and that's all right? Is that something that God would allow? The world would allow far more than God would, I guarantee you that. And so we always need to show the proper respect by living under God's standards, not this changing world's.